264 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 232X, American State Trials. I was asked a few questions about it, and I said, what did Newt Lee say? Well, Chief Lanford will tell you when you get down there. When I got down to police headquarters, Chief Lanford hadn't come down yet. I waited around the office possibly an hour, chatting and talking to the officers. Later, Chief Lanford came in and said, come here, and beckoned to me. I went with him into his room in his office, and while I was in there, to the best of my recollection, it is my impression now that this very time slip, on which at that time taken out at 8:26 with the two lines under it had not been erased, was shown to me. Upon looking over it and studying it carefully, I found where the interval of an hour had occurred three times during the time that Newt Lee had been punching on that Saturday night, April 26th. When I had first looked at it, I only noticed that every line had a punch on it, but I didn't notice what time the punch marks themselves were on. This time I studied the slip carefully. It was the same slip I had taken out of the clock. Chief Lanford, or one of the officers, handed it to me at police headquarters, which I absolutely identified with the writing which was on it, which you can readily see if you look now, even though it has been erased. There seemed to be some altercation about Mr. Rosser coming into that room, and I heard Mr. Rosser say, I am going into that room. That man is my client. That was the first intimation I had that Mr. Rosser was going to look after my interests in this matter. Chief Beavers stated that he wanted me to give him a statement, and he said, Mr. Frank, will you give us a statement? And I said, certainly. After I had given the statement, I overheard Mr. Rosser say, why, it is preposterous. A man who would have done such a deed must be full of scratches and marks, and his clothing must be bloody. I turned and jumped up and showed them my underclothing and my top shirt and my body. I bared it to them all that came within the range of their vision. I had everything open to them, and all they had to do was to look and see it. After that, Mr. Rosser insisted that two of the detectives, Mr. Black and another detective, accompany Mr. Herbert Haas and myself to my home and look over my soiled clothing for the past week, which I anticipated had not been given to the washwoman. They complied with this request. The detectives immediately went upstairs to my room with Mr. Haas and myself, and I took the laundry bag in which my soiled laundry is always kept and emptied it out on the bed. They examined each and every article of clothing that I had discarded that past week, and I again opened the clothing which I was then wearing, which was the brown suit I have here. This brown suit is the same suit I wore that Saturday, April 26th, and Monday, April 28th, and I have worn that suit continuously since then, until the weather became so hot, and it has neither been pressed nor cleaned since then. The detectives were evidently perfectly well satisfied with what they had seen there, and they left without any further remarks with Mr. Haas. After dinner, I telephoned down to the office and to Mr. Schiff and told him to get Mr. Montag's permission for the pencil company to put